Yo, Breezy.
You.
It's Monday, and you know what that means, don't you?
Mock draft time, baby. Mock draft time, baby. 2 weeks, man. 2 weeks. Let's get it.
Let's get it.
What's going on? It's Monday. You already know what time it is. The BAM Show's in the building. It's your boy Breezy. It's my main man Mike. What's going on, baby?
What's going on, big dog, man? I was outside running around chasing the eclipse. We want to thank you all for your patience today. That was the cause for the delay. My children are really excited. We drove all over Jersey and back in Pennsylvania, and they staring out the windows like this. And Daddy, I can't see anything. It's so dark. And I said, it's only for looking at the sun. It's only for looking at the sun, but they were excited about it, man. This is my first time having kids that were like knowledgeable enough to know what an eclipse is. Mm-hmm. And I was really excited with how they appreciated it, man. Did you get out there and take a look at the sun?
Yeah, I was out there. You know, Connecticut kind of got shaded. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just live in the wrong state. You know what I mean? Like,
not
you know,
overcast.
I want it full pitch black. Like, you know what I mean? Like, growing up, it was a full pitch black eclipse. That's the only reason why I know is because I remember it, like, to the T, that the sky got black. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, what in the heaven of the hells is going on? I ain't say that because I would have got popped in the mouth, but I didn't know what was going on, right? So I'm really waiting on that, like, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, yeah, 3:30. And it got semi-dark. Like, you know what I mean? It kind of got Alaska dark. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then I'm thinking it's going to get full dark. So I'm outside, you know, for another 25 minutes. I looked up at the sun and I'm like, wait a minute. This junk is growing bigger. Like, it got away. It's getting away. I waited all day for that. So I was a little tight. I ain't going front. I get tight when stuff don't go my way.
No, I understand that, man. You know, I've never experienced, you know, the full coverage or anything like that. This was the most I got. But the crazy thing is, at peak time at like 3:26 or whatever it was, we had a complete overcast. So it was just clouds. Like, we could take our shades off and see, like, only when there was a little gap in there. So we didn't get to appreciate it with the clear sky with the 91% coverage. But it was still pretty cool, man. The girls, all the little kids on the street were outside looking at it, and they were yelling to each other and everything. And I'm sitting here, door open, listening to him and all. And then one of my little girl's friends, her mom was like, hey, we're gonna take the dog for a walk around the block. The girls can come with me if you don't mind. I said yes, no stops anywhere. And that was cool. The one thing I will ask you though is this. I don't know if you remember, a couple of years ago OBJ posted a video of him staring directly up into the sun through the window and said, I can't see, oh, it hurts. You didn't do that, did you,
big dummy? Actually, no, but I did have the glasses on, and I must have stared at the sun for like 7 minutes straight. I didn't know you wasn't supposed to do that either.
Yeah, it's like a three to four minute.
It's okay. I won't be able to see. As long as I could watch the UConn game tonight. You know what I'm saying?
No,
I'm saying,
baby, let's go. Me. Stop the horn for your team, man. Let's
Yeah. You know, as long as I could watch the UConn game tonight. Like, after the game, if my eyes want to go a little dull, that's cool. But let me get through the game, God. Please, God. God, dear God, let me get through this game.
Speaking of tweets about OBJ, you had an interesting tweet. I think.
Did I? Oh.
Yeah, man. Oh.
Yeah. It was, you know, it's funny because, you know, a lot of, like, I post news, you know. It's one of the things, one of the many hats that I wear. Shout out to those great 49ers, you know, news content posting creators. You know, you got the great ones out there. My man Raj. You got Brad Graham, my man Sterling, 49ers talk NFL, you know, 49ers NFL, excuse me. Like, they, you know, everybody out there, my man Coach Yak. Shout out to everybody
out
that puts. Yeah, what Mike said. So, in case you missed it, because sometimes I be falling asleep, so I be missing stuff. And of course, I spelled his name wrong because I didn't see the typo, but this is what happens when you post late at night. So, Isaac, I-S-A-A-C. right? So, Garrido. Got the last name right, though. My spell check made sure it spelled his last name right. The team has a third-round grade on him and will consider drafting him as day two closer. So, for those that know, this is per Tony Pauline. Day two is rounds two and three. This is when to make sure people know that day two is rounds two and three. Day one is round one. Friday will be rounds two and three, and then Sunday's four through seven. Saturday, excuse me, four through seven. Wait, nothing on Sunday.
What's this mean? I follow you. What's this mean?
So you can subscribe to the channel. Mike, you are so funny. So you can subscribe to me as well.
I'm old, bro.
And get premium content, right? So shout out to all the subscribers that are there on YouTube. Yeah.
Okay.
So shout out to those that subscribe to me. I appreciate your support and things like that. But I can't go back and fix this typo, but I will fix the typo on all the other platforms. But anyway, yeah, so like, you know, everybody's like, oh, no, Kyle Shanahan can't draft a running back in round three. It's a waste of a draft pick, blah, 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 all that good stuff. And I'm like, man, like the PTSD is real in San Francisco. Like it's something real. And we talked about third round. We talked about drafting running backs. And none of those running backs we draft are here. So I'm curious to know, Mike, like if there's a running back like available in round three, would you use a compensatory pick on that particular draft pick? I think that's our – it's one of it might not be a compensatory pick. I mean, we might have lost that
pick. I'd use a regular pick on him. I don't know if people watch the same sport that I watch. I don't know if people watch this offense the way that I watch this offense.
Uh-huh.
But there are two times where I've been the most confident in this team's performance on the field offensively. And both times it involved either a healthy Elijah Mitchell or a healthy Christian McCaffrey.
Ooh.
And so if the team feels that they can go out and get a good running back, the name be damned. If you don't like that player, cool. But if the team feels like they can go out and get a versatile running back that is going to be a linchpin for this offense, we saw the usage of Christian McCaffrey this year. Christian was so good that we were begging for him to get a break. You understand
right.
what I'm saying? If the team can identify somebody like that, yes, you get that guy in the third round. Not for nothing. I would give up a first-round pick if I had known this was the production we were going to get from Christian McCaffrey. So if there's a first-round guy, now I'm not saying the Niners are going to do that.
No, I think I get what you're saying, though. I get what you're saying. If a first, hear me out. The Niners wouldn't draft a running back in the first round because they particularly don't seem to be in need of a guy in the first round. But let's say if a first-round guy falls to round three, where they feel most comfortable drafting running backs. Why not? For example, let's say Jonathan Brooks is smacking you in the face in the third round. Let's say Trey Benson from Florida State is just smacking you in the face in the third round. Let's just say those guys are smacking you in the face. How can you overlook them just because you got a Christian McCaffrey? It makes no sense. Christian McCaffrey, last time I checked, isn't going to play forever. And it doesn't matter if Kyle doesn't use the first round, the rookie as a running back. It's not about 2024. It's about 2025, 2026, 2027, 2028.
Yeah.
And it's about lessening that daggone cap relief.
Da-da. Da-da-da.
So I want people to have an open mind. Yeah. Okay. So. Joe Williams, Trey Sermon, TDP, all bust, right? Two of them got traded. Joe Williams got cut, right? Or injured. Whatever happened, he ain't make it, right? But we still hit. We've hit on some of the running. We've hit on a running back. We've hit on Elijah Mitchell in round, what, six? And he can't stay healthy, right? And so my question is then, if there's a game-changing running back, there's two running backs, Mike, that I want the faithful to put their PTSD to the side. There's two running backs that can be a difference maker in this San Francisco 49ers offense. You ready? It's two of them. It's Jalen Wright out of Tennessee, and it's Isaac Garrido out of Louisville. Why? Because they have things that the other running backs that we've drafted don't have, and that's speed. You can't teach the speed. You can't teach it. You either got it or you don't. I think Jalen Wright and Isaac Orendo would add the same element. They're great pass catchers out of the backfield. Both can work on their run blocking. But once they get that one cut, they are gone. I just remember Raheem Mostert. Can you imagine if we had Christian McCaffrey and Raheem Mostert? Just tell me what that would be like. I'm going to shut up. I need to know from Mike what Christian McCaffrey and Raheem Mostert would be like. Because I know everybody's like, we got Jordan Mason. I understand that, but he's still a different type of a running back.
It's three words: thunder and lightning.
Jesus.
That's it. Raheem Mostert never got run down from behind as a San Francisco 49.
Ever. How many times we watched Christian McCaffrey get ran down?
Come on, bro.
He just doesn't have the 40 speed, right? He's a 4.4 guy. You know what I'm saying? And that's fine. Mm-hmm. Wasn't Raheem Mostert like a 4.4 guy too, but like a faster 4.4 guy, or was he 4.3?
He played faster than his 40 time. He might have been like 4.39, 4.42.
Felt like he was in the 4.4s. But you know what? These two guys I just mentioned, they're 4.3. And I'm talking early 4.3, like 4.32, 4.34.
Oh, he was 4.38. I said 4.39.
Okay, but these are quicker 4.3s than I'm mentioning. Yeah. So imagine
Play like it.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
And you get the ability to utilize them on special teams. So why wait to the sixth round or seventh round to get a guy that's going to probably be more of a project, that might have dealt with injuries, that might can't stay healthy on the football field? Nobody's talking about drafting a running back in the sixth round. We drafted a running back in the sixth round, Elijah Mitchell, if I'm not mistaken, sixth or seventh round. I can't remember which one it was. And even his rookie year, as great as he was banged up. And then the next year, all the way banged up. Week one, knees taken out. Mm-hmm. So I like Jordan Mason, and this is not a slouch to Jordan Mason, but does Jordan Mason have the ability and speed to return kicks, to return punts?
I don't know.
He doesn't.
I've never seen it.
So you get that element as well. So now you get a special teams guy that will eventually turn into a running back that can catch out of the backfield, that can do that. This has nothing to do with Jordan Mason. He will still get an opportunity, but I'm trying to tell you, if you bring in one of these lightning type of a running backs, woo. All right, man, let's get to this mock draft, Mike, because we spent 12 minutes talking about. So just keep an open mind that the 49ers, not saying that take is true or anything like that, but just keep an open mind that if they go running back in the third round, and they didn't do it last year, they went kicker and they went safety. I just want to put that out there. They didn't do it last year. They went kicker and safety. So Kyle might get back to the third round running back thing. All right. With that being said, Mike, let's get rid of this overlay and let's get this mock draft popping. I got the poll question going on. Which position should the 49ers draft in the first round? Tackle, guard, center, best player available. Right now, 35% says tackle. So I'm going to try to do poll questions as we go per round. All right. Mike and I are going to do popcorn round. I believe Mike gets to go first with the first pick. And Mike, they're suggesting that in the first round, you either draft a tackle or the best player available. Will Mike follow that? That's something we'll see. Mike, I'm going to blow this up and let me know when it looks visible enough for you to read.
Oh, trust me. You good, bro. I got a new TV this week. You good. You could shrink this bad boy. I'm great over here, bro. I am loving this setup, bro.
Now, Mike, we're using Pro Football Network's mock draft simulator right now. And they have a few options. I like this because they tend to offer some pretty decent trades. All right. They tend to offer some pretty decent trades. Right now, they got a trade for Philadelphia. They'll give us pick 50 and 53, which I believe are second-round picks, earlier second-round picks. We draft at 63, and we would have to give up our first and our fifth. That's one offer. The next offer, Tampa Bay is willing to give up 57, 92, and a first in 2025 for our
first. Can we hide the offers to see who's available first?
I believe so, Mike, so I'm going to try it, and then I believe could come. No, I go back to this call right here.
No, it's fine, but I see my guy. If he wasn't there, then yes. But we're taking Tyler Guyton.
Okay, so with the first pick, all right, and we'll break this down on Friday due to the time constraint that we have here. We try to keep the show to 30 minutes because we're giving you a daily show for those that want to know why the show is so short. Maybe Mike and I will come to the consensus and give you longer shows but not go every day. We'll have that conversation off the air. But Mike, I absolutely love this pick. He was one of my top fives, but I kind of leaning more toward Amarius Mims. But I really like Tyler Guyton. I thought he had a solid mother freaking Senior Bowl. Thought he's one of the best dudes out there. Let's get Tyler Guyton round one. All right, so they said tackle, and we went tackle. Shout out to everybody that participated in that poll question. So we got us a tackle. I believe we can kind of like get away from that offensive line. I do want to check to see who's available. All right, so round two is available. Which player should the 49ers draft in round two? All right, so I'm gonna go, which position I should say. And Mike, while I get this typed up, man, talk your talk, dog. How you feeling about this?
No, I'm feeling really, really good, man. You know, the Niners need a tackle, in particular a right tackle. I am personally over the whole experiment with a guy, get him early and move him around and make him lose weight and gain weight and lengthen his arm by 2 more inches and all that stuff. You go out there and get a stud straight from the rip and let him go out there and be comfortable, man. You want to learn something, you're going to learn our nomenclature, you're going to learn our language, you're going to learn the right tackle. And so that's how it should be. And I'm excited, man. The draft is coming up, Wayne. Like, this is a fun time of year, man. I talked to my man Tony today on the phone. We had some tough conversations. It was good, man. This is a really, really fun time of the year.
That's what I love to hear, man. I see Ben Sinnott went to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, man. They got him going high. And this particular mock draft simulator, you know, that's like my number one tight end. My number one after Brock. I'm mad he's getting looked at. Guess who got Malachi Corley, the Deebo Samuel, the Baltimore Ravens?
They went and
got Malachi. All right. So I'm all about the best player available, just the best player available when it comes to what we need. But I do like to see that we have a player that we need. I feel like a lot of people don't know about this cornerback out of here from Georgia, who I think is an absolute nice little lockdown corner on the outside. He registers about around 6 feet, about 180 something pounds. Let's go ahead and look up Kamari Lassiter out of Georgia. He's 186. I say he's closer to 6, but they got him at 5'11". He didn't run too fast in his 40 time, but, you know, he just has the ability to play. He has really good football speed. He has the ability to really play, corner outside on the outside more than he does on the inside. I know they got him a little short, but we got some short guys out there that have some athleticism and explosiveness. I do like Kamari Lassiter at the corner. Michael Hall Jr. is there. He's another undersized guy playing defensive tackle, a little on the shorter side, but definitely has that explosiveness, really good motor. That could be a way to go. Chris Jenkins is there. Peyton Wilson is the best linebacker right now, probably available on this board. Really good fast 40 time. Should the Niners draft a linebacker in the second round? I don't know. Let's see what the poll is talking about. They say 50% says corner, 40% says defensive tackle, only 10% says best player available. So where am I gonna go? Where do I want to go? I definitely want to look at some of the other corners, and I want to see kind of like where they're ranked as far as projected to go.
Max is already gone, huh?
Yeah. So they drafted, who did they draft last year as their corner? The junior. His father played Porter. Porter. They got Porter.
Clinton Portis Jr.?
Not Clinton Portis, Joey Porter.
Clinton Portis, the running back.
They went and got Max Milton. I like Kamari Lassiter, so I'm going to go ahead and draft him, and I think we got a decent corner out there.
There you go.
All right, Mike, you're on the board. You got a couple of trade offers available. You can move into the fourth round, so it'll be out of the third round, but you draft early. You'll get a fifth in 2025. That's one offer. Or you can move a little further back. You'll give up a sixth rounder, and you'll get another fourth round. So you get two fourth rounders for a fourth and a sixth.
That's actually a nice little package right there. I'm not gonna lie to you. Are we gonna do trades?
Yeah, we could do trades. That's why they
before I accept the trade, we did corner, we did tackle. Let me see the wide receivers and tight ends real quick.
All right, so let's go wide receivers. You got some guys, you got some dogs here. I don't like these wide receivers out of Washington, but you know, you get to pick who you want.
All right, let's see the tight ends that are available.
I see your boy there.
My man Theo is
now. If you trade
there,
back,
Jared Wiley is sitting there. We might get one of those guys.
Jaheim Bell is sitting there too.
I think we should accept that trade.
All right, so let's. You like the second one better?
Wait. Before you do that, let me see the interior lineman. Let's see the center of the guards.
All right, so the guards that are available: Brandon Coleman out of TCU. I don't know why you don't like Mason McCormick. Zach Zenner is there, and I think that would be a value pick. If you can get Zach Zenner, I know he's coming off the ACL injury, but he would have been a top offensive lineman had he not gotten injured.
And what about the center position?
The center positions, you got Tanner Bordellini, Bo Limmer, Hunter Norzad out of Penn State, Drake Nugent out of Michigan, Kingsley Egwukun out of Florida.
Yeah, let's take this trade, man. I think, am I missing a position? Wait. One more position. I'm sorry, they're going to hate me. Hit quarterback. Nope. Hit quarterback.
You sure?
I'm sure.
All right. They're saying take a linebacker in this round, but we'll go to quarterback. You got Spencer Rattler there from South Carolina.
Oh, is that what the poll said? The poll said to take a linebacker?
The poll, I didn't put a new poll up, but Don't Bother Me said take a linebacker in the third round. You got Spencer Rattler. You got Jordan Travis available.
There's some guys, man. I think Joe Milton, where that trade was. All right, one more thing for me. Let's go ahead and look at the defense. Let's look at the linebackers. I should look at linebackers and edge.
Tyron Hopper, I like out of Missouri. Curtis Jacobs out of Penn State is there. Tyrese Knight out of UTEP. Let's go edge. Oh, Austin Booker's there. That might be a great pick. Austin, so here you go. Austin Booker, Jalix Hunt, Jonah Ellis
might be the guy.
Javon Solomon.
Damn, those trades are tempting. Austin Booker might be the guy, bro.
Yeah, if you like the trade, I personally think you should take the trade, but you know, we got some breaking news too. Mike, the 49ers per Matt Maiocco signed tight end Eric Saubert to a 1 year contract. Eric Saubert to a one year contract. They were looking to get a tight end, a veteran tight end. So let me get the stats up while you go ahead and think about what you want to do. I personally think you should make this trade.
Let's do it. Let's take the trade.
Mike said, take the trade.
Take the trade, man. Austin Booker's cool, but I think that you can get a lot more. The value right now is screaming. It's screaming, man.
So we're trading our third, which was at the end of the third round. I want people to understand that we're going to be drafting 14 picks later in the fourth round, early in the fourth and mid to the fourth, right? So we're going to be late in the fourth. So we're drafting early in the fourth and late in the fourth, and we're giving up a sixth. I want people to understand that. So we're going to have 2 4th round picks right now. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Yes, sir.
All right. I want to see who went first, too. Then I'll talk a little bit about Eric Saubert after my pick. All right. So, Mike, let's see. We were drafting at 94. The Vikings took Mike Sanristil out of Michigan. Braylon Allen went running back. Dwayne Carter. Jalen McMillan went to the Bengals. Makes sense because they're not going to probably bring Tyler Boyd back.
Wilson, huh?
Johnny Wilson. The Steelers got Williams. A big wide receiver.
Spencer Rattler. Look at
Delmar Glaze, Spencer Rattler. All right. Cade Stover. Blake Corum went in round four to the Cardinals. They got Blake Corum? Damn.
Bro, my quarterback is still on the board.
Your quarterback is still on the board. Mike, Austin Booker is staring us in the face as an edge rusher out of Kansas. These are some of the things, his strengths, man. Impressive length.
Do it. You got to do it.
You got to do it.
You can't.
Can we go to all real quick? Is it my pick?
Sure.
No, it's your pick.
Well, yeah, because I traded my pick, so it goes to you now, right?
I don't know. No, you still get to pick the next one. You get to pick the next one. I'll pick the one after that. Because we're going back and forth. All? Yeah, this is all. Mason Smith, Austin Booker, he's right there, man. I think.
Get him. Get him. Sign, seal, deliver. He's all right,
so I'll pick the next one.
Jordan Travis with me.
He just went? Oh, he went. Did, he went to the. So they drafted two quarterbacks?
Oh, my God.
Did they just pull a Washington Commanders where they drafted RG3 and then turned around and drafted. What's that dude name?
Kirk Cousins. Yeah.
Kirk Cousins? Wow. Wow. All right. Uh-oh. So I'm on the board. Oh, I'm torn. I'm not going to look up anything because I see two players I want right now. It's round four. So technically, I'm not getting them in round three. But my issue is this. Oh, Mike, why you do this to me, baby? Okay. I personally, I'm going to go interior. I'm going to. Oh, I
don't you reach. To reach. I'm kidding. Y'all like him. I'm just playing with you.
No, because like I like Mason McCormick out of South Dakota State, and I like Zach Zinner. So the question is, do I go Jalen Wright and then try to get Zach Zinner? Because we pick again in five picks. What.
If you get your running back, I'll work with you, and we'll get the guard right after.
You know what I'm gonna say? I'm gonna say this. You can fill in the blank. My
Jigga. What's my motherfucking name?
Jigga. Let's go. We got some picks right here, y'all. We got some picks, man.
Yeah, look at that. That's nice, man.
Yo, did we trade away our seventh round picks, or did I not pick seven rounds?
No, that just shows you the next three picks. They don't show you all of them.
I thought it showed all the picks. I hope you're right. Yeah, okay. Whew. All right, Mike, you on the board, dog. All right, so Eric Sauber, who you want? Mason McCormick is there. So.
That's who you want. That's your guy. I said that was the deal. You get the running back, we get him.
Okay. I want you to pick between Mason McCormick and Zach Zinner.
All right, so let me do some homework real quick. So we're going to go guard. All right. So,
oh, this dude been in the league for a minute, Mike. He been in the league since 2017. This dude old as dirt. All right, so.
Zach Zinter.
He could play guard. He could play center.
Right guard. That's the side we need.
He could play guard. I'm sorry. Mason McCormick is the combo.
Yeah. Regular season finale against Ohio State. He had a broken tibia and a broken fibula.
Yeah, that was, and that all happened last year. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right before the big games.
Yeah. I don't know.
I would go with the healthy guy, though.
That should bump him down. Yeah, we got to go. We got to go with your guy. It's a shame, too, because I'm sure Mahogany is still there.
We got Mason McCormick.
Nope, let's go with your guy. Let's get Mason McCormick. Come on.
All right, we got Mason McCormick. All right, so Tennessee is offering this trade for pick 132. We still got pick 135 in round four, but we'll get an extra fifth, an early sixth, and a back-to-back, and we get our seventh round pick back. This is on you. Like, the trade comes. You are the king of trade. They don't trade with me.
It's on me.
This is your pick. Mine.
Mason McCormick was my pick. This is you. Yeah.
You gonna put the pressure on me, baby. You know what? We about that trade life, man. We got a pick 135 coming up. Let's get these picks, dog.
Oh, snap. And I know where I'm going after this.
Okay, so is this my pick?
This is you.
This is my pick. This is my pick. Did we get a tight end yet? Because I see Theo Johnson.
Oh, there it is. That's where I was going. Oh, we in sync. We've been living in the same house too long.
But, Mike, you get to pick 146 was right here. And we don't have a wide receiver, Mike. Since I took your guy, can you take my guy at wide receiver, Mike? Since I took Theo Johnson, can you grab Mike? Who's my guy, Mike? Do you see him on the board?
Let me see.
He right there.
John Baker.
Can you please, Mike? I give you $10, bro. Come on, man.
All right, man. Come on. Let's keep making each other dreams come true, man. I love it, y'all. Look at this. We should not be agreeing on a draft like this.
Listen, we on the same team, though. We just trying to make the team better. You know what I mean? We trying to make the team better. All right, Mike, you are on the board. Oh, I'm on the board for the fifth round pick. Okay. All right. I don't know if you see the chat. I'm sorry, chat, if we're not paying attention to you. My apologies. Yes, apologies. You know what I'm saying? My apologies. Okay. So I want to look at safeties. I like Josh Proctor out of Ohio State. You know I like Sione Vaki. But we didn't get our linebacker either. I like Edufon Ulufosio. He's more of an outside linebacker. Hey, Mike, if he's more of an outside linebacker, that means he'll probably play what? Like the Will Edge? I was just thinking of outside. Okay. So I'll probably
when I hear outside linebacker, that's what I think.
No, I dig it. I dig it. But Justin Eboigbe is there, and I think I'm gonna go interior
right here.
I got you. I'm just getting you guys. But you got 182, Mike. You on the board, man. Who you rocking with, huh?
Let's see what Salty safeties are available. Let's take a look at our safeties.
I like this.
We have not addressed that yet, and the Niners are clearly sniffing around some safeties and free agents.
But we got picks. We got 187. We got 211. And then we got 27.
We at 187 right now?
We at 187. 182. I'm sorry. 182. 211, 251, 252.
Is Oladapo available?
I hope so. I didn't know you liked him. He is gone. Damn.
Okay.
See, and PFF, he'd be available. I like Oladapo. But Josh Proctor is dope.
What round are we in?
We're in round six, early round six.
Okay. So just to be clear, Evan Williams from Oregon is gone, and so is Sione Vaki.
Sione Vaki is staring us right in the face.
Let me go back to ask. If he's there, that's who I like that kid. I like that kid. But this is going to get us a bad grade. I don't care about grades.
No, we're not getting grades. They don't grade us here.
But we also pick at 211.
Yeah.
So we
do you want to take the gamble, see if he's still there? Want to see who's available?
Let's get real quick. Let's see who's here.
Oh man, this is it. You could go double edge.
Go back to quarterbacks for me, real quick.
Don't do it, Mike. Please don't do it. You trying to get a shot? All right. Austin Reed, Carter Bradley, South Alabama, Sam Hartman, Devin Leary. That's my dude from Kentucky. Keaton Slovis from BYU.
We won't do that.
I'm glad.
Let's what? This is all here.
You want to see what centers are available? If I'm going to go center, I'm going Drake Nugent. If I'm going center, but that's me. It's not your pick.
You got a little bit of a bias here, though, man.
No, I just know that he played on that offensive line.
Let's not do center. Let's go back to tackle. I know this is going to sound crazy.
Nope. Does it sound crazy at all?
Start thinking ahead.
Frank Crum is there. I like Frank Crum. 6'8", 313. He had a 9'8", 6".
Crazy Raz.
Raz.
Yo, draft him off the Raz, bro.
You draft him.
Oh, wait, it's early. Oh, okay.
There's no grading here. There's no grading here. Okay. You're picking your player, but I like that because now you can get a left tackle, you got a right tackle, but potentially Crum would be more like in that swing interior where he can kind of like do both, especially early in his career. So I like that. We didn't get Vaki, did we? He's available. He is a 49er in the sixth round.
I gotta go on mute for 1 second.
Okay, Mike's going on mute for 1 second. All right, guys, let me talk a little bit about Eric Sauber. It could be that or Saubert. Tight end, last played, I believe, with the Dolphins? The Texans. He's a former fifth-round draft pick back in 2017. Wait a minute. 2017 is the same year George Kittle was drafted by the 49ers in the fifth round. Go figure. Go freaking figure. All right, so this is what he's done since he's been in the NFL. Let me get off of that. I had it on blocking, so my apologies. But let's go to his offense. Let's see what he does as far as receiving. And then I'll get you some blocking grades. Nah, yeah. You know, not that good. I'm not sure what he does. Let me see what he does in blocking then, because that is ridiculous. Ugh. He's not a yak guy. 150 yak yards career. 150 yak yards career. George Kittle got that in the game. His long was a 25. He has only 6 drops. I'm giving you career stats. Career stats. 0 fumbles. Only 12 first downs, and he's been responsible for 8 penalties. As far as his blocking grades, because that's the only thing I care about, his best year was 2021 with Denver. He finished with a 77.8 pass blocking. His blocking is so bad, they don't even average it out for me for his career. But I'll give you his last year's stats. How about we do that? So let's go to blocking. So in 2000. In 23, okay, he played in 8 games. He had a 52.2 offensive grade, 63.6 run blocking, 34.2 pass blocking. He did give up 3 total pressures, and they were all hurries. He's an interior inline tight end. Excuse me, he's an inline, more of an inline tight end. So. Is that Charlie Warner? I have to compare him with Charlie Warner. I have to compare him with Charlie Warner. What did he do receiving last year? He had 12 yards. He had what? He had 3 targets. At least he was 100% on his receiving percentage. 3 targets, 3 receptions, total of 12 yards. We should have just drafted a guy. And could have just drafted a guy. All right, well that be that. Let's go back and recap who we've drafted so far as we wait for Mike to make his last pick. So first round, round one, we got Tyler Guyton, offensive tackle out of Oklahoma.
No. Don't do the recap. Let me get on the boards real quick, and then we can recap it at the end. I'm sorry. But there's 2 picks left. You got 251 and 252.
Right. So you got one, I get one.
Oh, you made yours already? Who'd you get? Where'd you go? I'm sorry.
I went Sione Vaki in round 6.
Oh, he was there.
He was available.
But man, look at you, man.
Look at God.
On this episode. Love us on this episode.
We got a lot of people to break down on this week on Friday, so.
Yeah. So, all right. Let's go to all. Let's see who's available out there.
I'm on there. You got running.
I don't know what it is about TCU running backs, but I've been getting excited about them for some reason. I don't know why. And they don't usually work out, I don't think.
The only one that's worked out in the NFL was LaDainian Tomlinson.
Mm-hmm. Isaac Rex is huge, right?
Is that big the tight dude? End? That like and like I like him better than I like Eric Sauber.
Can we get another tight end? Would that be blasphemy? We only got one, right?
Bro. We added some extra picks.
The Niners signed one. We got one. That gives us 4.
And we drafted 2 last year.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. All right. So we should stay away from that. All right. Let's look at tackle again.
No.
Why? We did 2 already?
Yeah, you got 2 tackles. But you can look at the centers.
Okay.
Is it worth drafting a center in the 7th round?
Probably not. Well, actually, with they treating centers like they treat running backs, so it's possible you could still get a good guy.
I don't see nobody there. I was trying to see if there was a combo guard. I do like Kingsley Egwukun out of Florida, but he might be the Donovan West. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Do they have – they don't have return men in here. Like, what special teams are just kickers and punters?
No, they do have special teams, but they'll just be kickers and punters.
Okay.
Guys. I feel like Jalen Wright will be returning – something kickoffs. He's a shifty guy. Now, a lot of people aren't even paying attention to the new rule, the new kickoff rule, right?
So what's under all?
Under all quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end.
Click on all. Who best available is. Yeah, I think we might should just go with Dejon Edwards.
So you're gonna go 2 running backs in this draft?
Yes. Is that crazy?
Yeah.
They don't even have no information. Oh, wait. You see,
if you're gonna pick another running back, like I would suggest Jawar Jordan out of Louisville, but that's me.
Nah, let's not do that.
We didn't address the linebacker.
We didn't? Mm-mm. All right, so go to linebackers. Let's see if I got anything on anybody that's here, that's left here.
Oh, we got some linebackers in. Nathaniel Watson is available. Jordan McGee. Out of Temple.
Mississippi State. Ole Miss got a guy there. Let's get your boy. Let's get Mississippi State.
Nathaniel Watson. I thought you liked Nathaniel Watson.
Come on now.
6'2", 233. I like Nathaniel Watson. Tackling guy.
Come on, Cletus.
All right, so I got to cap this draft off with with our last pick at 252 because we made made two trades in this mock. It's the first mock draft with trades.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Did we not get a wide receiver?
I just want you to know that I have Daniel Watson as my.
Oh, yes, we did. We got Javon Baker.
He's my sixth best linebacker in this whole draft. So that is a phenomenal, phenomenal.
All right.
Pick.
So I'm going to draft this kid out of Mississippi State, Leadertrick Griffin. You ask for a return guy, that's what he does best as a slot guy, but he didn't run fast in his 40, but he's more quick than he is speedy. As far as running in a straight line, but this kid can return. He has the return ability, 6.94 in his RAS. The film that I've watched on him, he has the ability to make people miss. Bub Means is a wide receiver that the 49ers, I believe, met with. I don't know if it's been a top 30 visit, but they did have a formal conversation with him out of Pittsburgh. So these are some guys. I know we went wide receiver, but I was looking more for one that could be a specialist. And so I think it's going to be Griffin for me. Man. Okay. Damn, we had 12 picks in this draft. People going to be like, how in the heavens?
That's only one more than what the Niners started with this offseason. And Wayne, I like this draft.
I love it. Thumbs up if you like the draft, man. I hope you guys understood what we did. And you know, when you look at the 49ers roster, there's gonna be a lot of spots that's gonna open up in the next year or two, a lot of places they have to walk away from. And so they got a lot of guys now. Will they keep all 12 of these guys? Will they sign all 12 of these guys? It's a possibility because you gotta look at how they drafted last year. The Niners have zero problems walking away from somebody that they drafted. It's like they give the draftee the benefit of the doubt and they'll walk away. Just want to put that out there. So they'll walk away from a speedy guy. I'm not going to say anybody's names. They'll walk away from some of these dudes that can't catch. They'll walk away from guys that can't block year two, right? And so, interesting. Yeah. Tyler Guyton, Mike, you went with Tyler Guyton. Excellent pick. I went with cornerback Kamari Lassiter. We probably could have doubled up at the cornerback position, but it's just the way the board fell. We just got excited with some players that we recognized that were still available, and we went to work. You got a great edge out of Kansas and Austin Booker. I went with the running back phenom out of Tennessee. Jalen Wright ran a 4.34 and is 40, and very good out of the backfield. Very good pass catching out of the backfield. We got Mean with Mason McCormick as a guard up front. So we addressed the offensive line twice. And McCormick can slide in and play center. So I just want to put that out there. He's a combination guy.
Next three picks, though?
Oh, Theo Johnson, Javon Baker, and Justin. I can never say his name right. I think you said it right. Mboigbe. Is it Mboigbe? Mboigbe?
Mboigbe.
I like that.
Yes.
I like that. All right. I'm thinking French because the O-I makes the ah sound. Wah. Wah. Like Menage a Wah. I didn't say it.
Menage a Wah.
All right. So those are three dynamic picks. You get a difference maker and a tight end. I know we went with two last year, but now you're adding a different element. You're adding I told you my comp for Theo Johnson, right?
Who is it?
Aaron Hernandez, bro.
Oh, yes. Yeah. That's right. You did say that.
You imagine him on the 49ers offense and they doing all this crazy stuff out of the backfield with the tight end? The defenses won't know what to do. And we haven't seen it literally since the Patriot days with Aaron Hernandez.
You get him here with two more years with George Kittle? Oh, boy.
A lot of people don't know much about Javon Baker, but I think he's going to be a dynamic addition. He kind of reminds me of Mike Conley, right? Same type of speed, can run the end lines. Not as big, not as tall, but really good pass catcher. Very great catch radius. And then let's go to the last four picks.
Because you don't have that lower body like Debo.
Nah, but, no. But in just stride,
like one solid guy, and when he moves, he's out.
Just like that.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Frank Crum might be the best pick in this draft because he might be the most versatile offensive lineman you got as far as athleticism and things like that. If he can come along, you know, that's a good solid, you know what I'm saying, you know, for your future, your left tackle, your right tackle, like you can be doing something. Sione Vaki gives you versatility. We're going to break all these guys down, guys, on this Friday. So make sure you tune into Friday's episode. Nathaniel Watson, you're getting a tackling machine. You know, I like Cedric Gray, but Cedric Gray out of North Carolina is the tackling monster, but you're also going to get a lot of missed tackles. You don't get all the missed tackles with Nathaniel Watson. And then Lydetrick Griffin, you get a specialist, like, so you can get a return guy. You could take a shot on it. And it was from a trade pick. So if it hits, it hits. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. House money right there, man.
House money.
Wait, man. This was an excellent job, bro.
Did I say Mike Conley? I meant Chris Conley, right?
Chris Conley. Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. I said Mike. Thank you, Nigel.
This was a fun episode. Yo, my job, like, you can't make up the stuff that happens. I got drivers stuck at the warehouse because the security team came to change our remote access to the building through the phones, and they never activated anything. So they're stuck in the back lot because the gates can't open.
Wow. Your job, I would just fire your whole job. That's what I would do.
I don't understand. I don't know who this, like, this company was. Anyway, but yeah,
Uncle Salty says he wished we would have taken a true center. So Uncle Salty, here are my top. I didn't do my top five center breakdowns yet, but I do have my top five centers. Mike, give me a top center. Let's see if we could ping pong five centers off the top of our head. Right, go with your guy first. You get to go first.
Oh shit! I gotta pull up my tweet. I don't remember my guy's name right now. I tweeted it though. Hold on.
Just go with the dude. I thought you like the dude. You like Zach. From Frazier from West Virginia, right?
Zach Frazier, yeah, that's right.
Okay,
that's right.
So I like JPJ. So Jackson Powers Johnson is my top guy. So that's two right there. Then for me, it's Tanner Bordeaux. Oh no, then for me, it's Cedric Van Praan out of Georgia. I don't know if you know about him. And then I like Tanner Bordeloni. If you're gonna get a true center, and I like Drake Nugent out of Michigan. So those would be my top five.
Wait. So you don't have no love for what's his name?
Who?
For Christian, not Christian Hayes. What's my name? Matt Lee.
No.
Okay.
But you might. Okay. You know what I mean? I gave you my top five. Those are my top five. Those are true centers, though. I didn't give you any combo guys. Well, Zach Frazier could play offensive line, but I didn't give you any other combo guys. Those are guys, you know what I'm saying, I think could come in and take over. So, Uncle Salty, we'll get to that. We was kind of going with the board was falling. You know, sometimes JPJ is available in round one and sometimes Zach Frazier is available in round one. But this time we saw a right tackle that I don't care if he was raw as far as his, you know, the time he played at Oklahoma. That doesn't matter to me. The kid's a monster. I watched him go up against All-Stars in the Senior Bowl and handle his own. You know what I mean? Same thing with Amarius Mims. A lot of people like he didn't play enough games. He had the injury. Yeah, but the games he played, no one got past him. Like, it's tough. It's tough to get past a wall. So I'll leave it at that, man. But great, great show, Mike. Until tomorrow. We'll be back tomorrow, and we have some more stuff to talk about. We'll talk about this new signing a little bit more. And
yes,
Eric
we will.
Saubert.
It got me wanting to do a show tonight, man. This is weird, man. Maybe
no show
maybe
for me, dog. I'll be it's UConn night. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I know.
I hope we win, bro.
What time is tip off?
9:09. Some weird time.
NFL be kicking off at 6. You know, 15. 13,
nah, NFL. You know but like, but the NFL starts when they say it's gonna start.
No, they don't. It'll be a seven. It'll be an 8 o'clock game, and the kickoff is at 8:12. Like it's no, weird.
Okay. It's never an 8 o'clock game, but it's like 8:30-ish.
Right, but it don't start at 8:30. Though, okay, you know what I'm saying, like, they got the ceremonial stuff and all that. Like, it's weird.
I know.
But they got UConn, Wayne. All right, people. Got
oh, it's 9:20. My brother says 9:20. So my bad. It's a weird time though. 9:20. What the hell kind of? Hey. What start? Just start at 9:30. What's 10 more minutes?
Rapper
maybe the eclipse.
Named Silent Night. a Jersey guy, really, really good dude. I met him when I was at Rutgers. He's a really good dude. I wonder if he kind of looks like that too.
He's definitely not a Jersey guy.
No, he spelled silent different though.
But he's on
Twitter too and everything. Anyway, I'm chilling.
No, okay. It'd be funny if I find out that he's a Jersey guy, and I'd be like, I didn't know you were from Jersey this whole time, but I know he's not from Jersey.
Yeah.
Great show, guys. Let's go, UConn. Mike, close us out. Love you, bro. I got to get to choir rehearsal.
We are live all the time, just kicking it with the fam, bro. That's Breezy. I'm Mike, and this is the BAM Show.